Morning Show at East Coast FM. And now, Minister of State with Responsibility for Special Education, Josepha Madigan, has on Thursday apologised over comments describing children who do not have additional education needs as normal. Earlier on Thursday, the government announced it would reopen special schools and primary classes for children with additional needs from next Thursday, January 21st. The decision followed meetings between school staff unions and the Department of Education and was welcomed by disability advocacy organisations. But speaking about the reopening of special schools in the Dáil, Ms Madigan said, "We all know that even for normal children, remote teaching is difficult, and for children who have additional needs, it is particularly difficult. Her description of children without additional needs as normal was immediately criticised on social media, but Ms Madigan said it was an unfortunate slip of the tongue, and people will criticise and say, is this a view that's held in the back of somebody's mind, or is it shorthand, or is that the way they think to begin with? On the line we're joined by Aisling Foran from the AAA Alliance. Good morning to you, Aisling.
Hi, Jacqueline. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. What do you make of Josepha Madigan's comment, which she said wasn't deliberate, but it just slipped out?
Well, first of all, I just wanted to say that she didn't actually apologise to our community. It was a tweet that she responded to from Andy Pike, who is the head of the trade union force, who she's negotiating with at the moment. So there has been no apology whatsoever to our community, and we're awaiting that, a formal apology, and we'd welcome that. But we are really, really, really disappointed. Reeling is the word, there's been so many parents that have gotten in touch last night. I only heard about the comments at around 5 o'clock yesterday evening. It's just really disappointing, especially as someone in her position. She's the Minister for Special Education and Inclusion, okay? In any other role, that would be, in any other role, you would say, okay, sit up the tongue. But really, we deserve better for somebody that's meant to be representing us, from government level.
What insight do you think it gives to her thinking?
You briefly touched on it there, Declan. So there's a phrase called unconscious bias. And in most organisations, you, as part of induction nowadays, you would need to take a diversity and inclusion course. So we all have biases, that we have grown up with, and different things will influence us throughout our lives. And that will inform our judgment in relation to others, which can quite often be incorrect. And so what, Minister Madigan is saying, it's a slip of the tongue. We would say it's a Freudian slip, which means there could quite possibly be, stigmatizing attitudes unconsciously in the background there, which is we have come beyond that in these days. Mm. And what I would compare it to, if it was any other minority, so say if it was something based on sex or sexuality or minority race or something like that, there would be a lot more discourse on it. So why are people not demanding that Minister Madigan, sets a formal apology? Why can't she take a course on inclusion and diversity? And the other thing is, as leaders of our country, there should be diversity and inclusion courses taken as induction when you get elected as a TD. Why not? If you're going to be representing minorities, you should be informed to the highest, regard. Very disappointed, very, very hurt, people are saying. We've been through enough this year. We've done a lot of advocating as parents, as special needs organisations, but this has actually set back our movement for, at least 10 years. It's creating stigma. It's creating the narrative that, people who have additional needs are a burden on society, that we should actually be kind of grateful that we are being elevated to a point of equality. Why can't we be elevated to a point of advantage for once?
It seems that she's set her outlook unconsciously, perhaps, particular children who don't need needs, and that is the way children are. But then there's this group who need a bit of extra or something, and she hasn't really set it as children. She hasn't started with at the starting point. There's children with mixed abilities and mixed needs.
Yeah. And there's many words in the English language which thankfully we don't use anymore because we've become educated on them. So, you know, I really think we deserve better from our leaders. At a very, very minimum, we need a formal apology in the Dáil on that. And we need a commitment going forward that something like this won't happen again.
The plan to reopen schools, what's your thoughts?
Mixed. I have thoughts as a parent. I have thoughts as an advocate. So mixed thoughts. Thankfully, my own son doesn't have, he's not in the high-risk category, you know. He has a great immune system and everything. He doesn't have any underlying issues. I have a great sympathy for the teachers. We just had a Zoom call with his teachers this morning. Again, the work they've done is phenomenal. Yet again, what I would say is, you know, teachers have been left behind, SNAs, in this process. It was announced yesterday before actually any formal notification was sent to schools. The notification was sent to schools at 6:15 last night, which is my understanding. So again, you know, that's, you know, we all need to be working together. We're all in this together. I feel for teachers. There's been no guidance whatsoever to date. Hopefully there'll be something coming later on about how this is going to be implemented, how students are going to be kept safe, how teachers and SMEs are going to be kept safe, how bus drivers are going to be kept safe. So, you know, I'd rather if the detail was ironed out before there's a big announcement. We can't afford, especially for people with autism, who rely on routine, who rely on structure and find change very, very difficult to manage. We can't have unions, you know, coming back and saying, reneging on this deal and for it to be pulled again, simply because the foresight wasn't there and the thought wasn't put into it. You know,
well, it was only announced really, Aisling, because, you know, there seemed to be some agreement between school staff unions and the Department of Education, you know, and that's when they came
there's
out.
There's a willingness, but there's no, the implementation plan hasn't been forthcoming. So it could fall apart. We need to know how this is going to be done safely.
Yes. So what would reassure you on that?
Hopefully more communication today. I haven't been at the talks, but hopefully more communication today. And really, I suppose, we need everybody on board for this. We need the SNAs, we need the teachers, we need the principals. They need to feel safe and confident in their work. You know, they do great work for our students. And, you know, our students really, really need to get back to school. So we need to see a concrete plan today that everybody is happy with, that everybody feels comfortable with, and that is signed off by NEFID as well.
Very good. Okay, let's see how it progresses. And no doubt we'll talk again probably next week, Aisling. Thank you very much.
Thanks
indeed
so much
for your time. Good morning to you. Thank
bye.
You. Bye bye. That's Aisling Foran there from AAA Alliance. Text just in, Declan, I'm absolutely furious with Josepha Madigan's comment. I have a grandson who is autistic and he is the most adorable little boy ever. He is loved so much by everyone. He's treated no different than his older brother. I'm so furious. She should be sacked. It's a bit like somebody there is perhaps needs a wheelchair and they're sitting there and it's the old phrase, cliche perhaps, does he take sugar?